Daytime baseball in Minnesota. Get the kids out of school after a rainout on Wednesday. Indians looking for the sweep. Fifth inning down 2-0. Carlos Santana at the dish.
Irvin taking his time, man. The pitch swung on, hit into right field, hit fairly well. Kepler's going to turn around. That ball's off the wall. One run scores. Throw into second base. Head first slide, not in time. So Carlos Santana just missing a home run by a few feet.
Twins relievers have inherited 21 runners on the season. Only two have scored. The 2-1 line to left down the line, fair ball. This will tie the game. It's going to find the corner. So Diaz is in. Perez to third base. He'll be held. And we're tied 2-2. RBI double, Carlos Santana. Boy, was that hit hard. 111 miles per hour off the crack of the bat. Santana's knocked in two, and it's a 2-2 game. Bases loaded, one out, nowhere to put him. Full count, and the payoff. He walked him. Inside, ball four. And the Indians have the lead, 3-2. A bases loaded walk to Brantley. That scores Martinez. And the Indians lead by one.
Barking coming from the Twins dugout. They wanted that pitch right there.
Runner at second base. And the pitch, he swings and bangs one center field in trouble. Rosario back, it's over his head. Skips off the wall. Ramirez scores. Chisinau to second. And it's 5-2 on the RBI double. I was just going to say green light for Chisinau, Danny, because Presley has been misfiring here lately. Got a guy at second base. Does he groove a fastball in? Now trail 5-2 in the ninth. The 1-0 ground ball to third and fair. Pass to Noe down the left field line. This will score Gomes will take second. Chisinau scores. He's in safely, and it's 6-2. All this with two outs. Back-to-back run scoring doubles. And the Indians lead by four.
The Indians go on to win it 6-2. They finish off the sweep. Trevor Bauer, 6 3rd innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs for the win. Carlos Santana, 3 for 5, a couple of doubles, and the 2 RBIs. The Twins drop below 500 with the loss at 7-8. Irvin Santana was good, allowing a run on 4 hits over 6. Paul Molitor talked about the loss afterwards.
It was a little tough to gauge. I thought there was some inconsistencies today, but probably not the difference in the game. I just felt on that particular check swing that it was close. I haven't even looked at it, to be honest with you, but I think that's a hard call for him to make if he's tracking the pitch. So that's what they have the rule for.
I mean, you have to ask Ralph there, don't you?
That's what I thought he should have done.
Maybe this is a bad question, but when you talk about Kepler, he's some positive thing you got.
You know, he's getting a couple different looks at different places in the lineup. He's been, producing. He's getting his hits. So, he's first time having a chance from day one, and he's been playing well.
Well, it's a pretty easy decision to send Santana back out there, 93 pitches, the sixth.
We checked with him. He was good. You know, it's a lot of pitches for 5 innings. You know, just given the circumstances. But he wanted to go back out, and we were monitoring him. We had somebody ready there in the sixth if we needed to, but he got through it and came off the field with a lead. It was I wouldn't say it was one of his better performances in terms of command. It was a cool day. I think he had a little trouble with the grip on his off-speed pitches. His changeup was pretty good. The slider maybe not so much, but, you know, he held down a good lineup and gave us a lead after 6 innings. You couldn't ask for anything.
The Twins will stay home for the weekend to face the Tigers. Hector Santiago will start the opener against Justin Verlander.